Good morning, viewers. In my next podcast, I'm going to briefly explain NLP, which is natural language processing. You see, in learning about the fraud awareness and AI, artificial intelligence and other things in the prevention and detection of frauds, it is very relevant to understand the various aspects of the new technology that is artificial intelligence, machine learning, and big data processing, etc., and the chat GPTs and all this. It is highly important for everyone to understand some of the technical aspects of the how these things work. So I thought I should briefly give a glimpse into some of these things. So today I'm going to explain about natural language processing. See, natural language processing and artificial intelligence, which I have already discussed earlier, are two fields that are closely related and often intersect with each other. Okay. So, NLP involves the interaction between humans and computers through natural language, aiming to enable the computers to understand, interpret, and generate human language. You see, it is always there is involvement of the humans and these computers, and so there should be some way of communicating with the computer and the communicator to communicate with the humans, which we have evolved into all this artificial intelligence and machine language and other issues. So NLP involves the interaction between humans and computers through natural language, aiming to enable computers to understand, to interpret, and generate human language. It thus involves various subfields such as text analysis, speech recognition, machine translation, sentiment analysis, and question answering systems. So NLP techniques are used to extract information from unstructured data, analyze large amounts of text, and enable communication between humans and machines. That is why it has a limitation of what all is fed into it. It will grab and get you the answers. So beyond which you will get a soft answer saying that it is beyond its purview, or that you have to separately find out, or that it is not taught to go beyond these limits. Or any personal information, things like that, it says it cannot give you information. And so, like that, you will get AI in ChatGPT replies and all if you put various questions. You don't get answers to everything. But whatever answers you are getting, there should be some interaction between human and computers or these machines. So that is where this NLP comes into the play. So, like that, as I said, artificial intelligence refers to the broader concept of creating intelligent machines that can mimic human cognitive functions such as problem solving, learning, and decision making. It thus encompasses a range of technologies and approaches, including machine learning, deep learning, expert systems, and knowledge representation. So, artificial intelligence aims to develop systems that can reason, understand, and learn from their environments to perform tasks that typically require human intelligence. So NLP is considered, that is why, as a subfield of artificial intelligence. NLP is considered natural language processing. Natural language processing, NLP, is considered a subfield of artificial intelligence, as it focuses on the specific task of natural language understanding and generation. Artificial intelligence, on the other hand, encompasses a broader range of capabilities beyond just language processing. And so, as we are discussing, NLP is considered a subfield of artificial intelligence, as it focuses on the specific task of natural language understanding and generation. Artificial intelligence, as I explained, it encompasses a broader range of capabilities beyond just language processing. So NLP techniques such as machine learning algorithms and neural networks are often used within AI systems to process and analyze text data, enabling machines to understand and generate human intelligence. So these are all are actually interdependent, and there is a interrelationship for the whole system to work, like NLP, then there is artificial intelligence, then there is machine learning, algorithms, and these neural networks. So these are all put together is what is now helping the new technology of artificial intelligence and this ChatGPT, etc. So the relationship between NLP and AI is symbiotic, as advancement in NLP techniques contribute to the development of more sophisticated artificial intelligence systems. And artificial intelligence advancements enable more powerful and accurate natural language processing applications. So they are like complementing each other. So together, NLP and artificial intelligence have the potential to revolutionize several domains, including customer service, virtual assistants, information retrieval, sentiment analysis, machine translation, among others. So that is what is all this interrelationship of natural language processing to artificial intelligence. And so all these work combined hand in hand, complementing each other, and thus assisting humans and easing the work and for more accurate and correct for prompt informations. So with this, I conclude without going into more detail of the natural language processing. Like this, in my podcast, I will be discussing some of these technical aspects which are very relevant in understanding and using this AI and other things, because it is basically you should understand how they work also. So that is my reason for enlightening this aspect. So have a good, safe day, and please listen to my podcast and share and download the same, and stay free from frauds. Thank you.